with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The man accused of assassinating conservative Charlie Kirk at a Utah university has been charged with aggravated murder. The charge means 22-year-old Tyler Robinson could face the death penalty if convicted of killing Kirk at Utah Valley University in Orem. Kirk was gunned down September 10th as he spoke with students and died soon after. Robinson is also charged with felony discharge of a firearm and obstructing justice. It's unclear if Robinson has an attorney who could speak on his behalf. Prosecutors say Robinson's DNA was found on the trigger of the gun used to kill Kirk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling for a European air defense system as Russia strikes a Ukrainian city. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have bombarded the city of Zaporizhia in southern Ukraine with rockets. The attack killed at least one person, while 13 were wounded, including two children. Officials say the attack happened during the night and struck apartment buildings, a large-scale fire breaking out at residential buildings. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging European leaders to create a comprehensive air defense system to protect the continent. The war shows no signs of ending, despite U.S.-led efforts to achieve peace. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee today, FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau's focus is back where it should be.
Under this administration, the FBI has arrested more than 23,000 violent criminals. That's more than twice for the same time period from last year alone. 23,000, more than twice from the same time period last year.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 125 points. This is SRN News. The government abandons fetal tissue research.
Breitbart News has learned that under orders from President Trump, the National Institutes of Health is cutting off funding for 17 separate projects that involve the use of tissue from aborted babies. A majority of those research programs were initiated during the Biden administration. NIH tells Breitbart, quote, "We are guided by a commitment to valuing human life and ensuring that federally funded research is conducted responsibly." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The World Track and Field Championships are taking place in Tokyo this week, and new rules are in place to keep males from competing against females. World Athletics, the governing body of the sport, has implemented the SRY gene test, which is designed to detect the Y chromosome found in males. Officials say it's simply a common sense approach. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted a bit below their record heights. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1%, coming off its latest all-time high. The Dow lost 0.3%, and the NASDAQ composite fell 0.1%. Stocks have run to records on expectations that the Federal Reserve will be announcing on Wednesday its first cut to interest rates of the year. The job market could use such a boost after slowing sharply. Treasury yields eased a bit after a report showing stronger sales at U.S. retailers did little to change expectations for the Fed to cut interest rates several times through this year and into 2026. The Dow is down 125 points to close at 45,757. The NASDAQ lost 14 to 22,333. The S&P dropped 8 to 6606. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.